Welcome everyone to this week's weekly market update with myself, Scott McCarron. It is June 2nd, 30 minutes after the stock market close. Hoping that everyone had a fantastic Memorial Day weekend, and thank you again for all of those that have served this country to allow us the opportunity to have the types of discussions that we are having today and ongoing. So with that, I wanted to touch on a couple of different things. It's interesting to me, I had a lot of good conversations this week with a lot of our lead analysts, both on the fixed income side and on the equity side, and of course the commodity and currency side. And the biggest takeaway for me was there's a lot of complex inputs in this transition economically and market-wise. There's a lot of complex inputs that produce really kind of simplistic outputs. And that's not all that typical for what is typically a dynamic type of marketplace. So without going into the complex inputs, looking at the very simplistic outputs, I thought that this would be kind of a good platform to review that. So let's just start with the equity markets. As you know, at this point, I always reference the S&P. Today, we had a really great performance in the S&P. Interestingly enough, and I know not everyone that listens to this is into technical analysis, although there's a definite place for technical analysis alongside fundamental analysis. We'll touch on that in a second. But the high today basically was a 236 retrace from a longer time frame. And that's important in the sense that we are seemingly bouncing around these technical levels. Now, fundamentally, obviously there's a bigger landscape there, again, in terms of interest rates. Really, honestly, if I had my way, I would love to not ever talk about interest rates again, but the reality is that is what's driving everything at the moment. So, technically, there is room for a little bit of a push higher. Here's what I really do find important in this. Most of our accounts have about a 30%, let's call it on average, 30% cash position. The S&P closed today down, we'll call it 12% year to date. Most of our portfolios, like traditional portfolios, are down about 6%. Right, and we obviously have some outliers, but that's all withholding a 30% cash position. So we feel really good about that. Now, if you look at the price action from the beginning of the year to now, it's been this kind of orderly, somewhat methodical stair step lower. Also, if you look, the markets, the equity markets, tend to rally into each interest rate announcement and then go through a period of downside, right? So it is a very good opportunity to take advantage of raising more cash and then with the ultimate mindset, obviously, of redeploying that cash at those levels that we've been talking about for weeks. Now, if you think about the dynamic of where we're at seasonally, we're heading into the June 15th rate announcement, Fed funds rate announcement. And we know what we're going to get there. At least we think we know what we're going to get there. And then we have another one in July. So we're going to continue to have this stair step. Each one of those opportunities or scenarios will give us an opportunity to raise more cash and more cash. Now, why is that important to me? Because there's two methodologies when it comes to investing. There's passive and there's active. Passive, the conversation, which we are not. Passive, the conversation is, well, we're in this for the long haul. How many times have we all heard that, right? We're in this for the long haul, and historically it always goes higher. Active is more, we're in this for the long haul, but we also want to make sure we protect, as best we can, protect investments for those shorter duration periods. And so we're obviously on the active side, and I do think that's going to become more and more crucially important just because the economy is going to go through a period of very rapid changes in both directions, both to the good and to the bad. And that obviously will spill over into the investment markets. One thing to point out, speaking of seasonalities, I was looking at, and it changes year by year, but at the moment, we are heading into the summer months, obviously. So if you think about June, July, August, right? And so we're already in June. June is the ninth worst performing month throughout, you know, in the year. July is the fifth worst, and August is the 11th worst. So what's so interesting to me about that is going into August, we know we're going into the second worst, or I guess however you want to term it, second to last best performing or the second worst performing month of the year. What is important about that is right on the heels of that is the September rate announcement. So we're anticipating 1.5% between now and September. That provides a lot of opportunities both on the equity side but also on the fixed rate side, and so I wanted to touch on that. But you do have to kind of pay attention, not kind of, you very much have to pay attention to the seasonality aspect of the marketplace in any given year, but especially this year. Now, alongside of that, every market is unique. Every year has a unique aspect to the marketplace. With this year, obviously the unique aspect is inflation and rising interest rates. And we have not seen this aggressive of a stance in quite a while. Now, for most of our listeners, and I do have to preface this by saying not all of our listeners are clients, so I can't speak to a specific product or a specific solution, but just keeping it in generalities, what will happen by then, and I've talked about this for a couple of weeks, and again, this webinar that's coming up, and we're going to do that on a quarterly basis, it's going to be a lot easier when you can see the screen. But what's interesting about that is that's going to give a lot of our clientele a very great opportunity to lock in retirements and that sort of thing. Now, on the fixed rate side, well, to summarize the equity side, we're going to continue to use these, sell the rips is kind of the terminology. Every time we move higher, we're going to continue to produce more cash. And let me do say this, I completely understand that having a large cash position can oftentimes feel uncomfortable. This is a market where you really want to treasure a cash position because not only does it bring down the risk exposure, but it also provides, really more importantly in my opinion, provides an incredible opportunity to reinvest at lower levels and all that good stuff. Now, on the fixed rate side, which I've gotten a lot of feedback on that, and I think there's a lot of interest in that, and for very good reasons, right? So, if you can guarantee your retirement and not have to worry about the markets and geopolitical issues and international markets, all that good stuff, then, you know, I get that 100%. Of course, you got the I-bonds out there right now at 9.64%. There's a lot of limitations there. I was going to highlight that on the webinar that we do. Because there are limitations for sure on that. But I wanted to point out something interesting real quick on the fixed rate side. Looking at CDs, and I don't know if these, I doubt that the banks are offering this, but at least on our end, the CDs, think about this. A one-year CD right now on our side, I don't know about the banks, but on our side, 1.7%. If you look at a five-year, it's 3.2%. So for easy math, let's just say that doubles. If you look at that 3.2 five-year CD versus a 10-year, it goes from 3.2 to 3.7. So it doubles from 1 to 5, and it goes up 0.5% from 5 to 10. Okay. If you look at the U.S. Treasuries right now, a one-year's 2.2. I'm rounding up. But what's more interesting is a 5-year is at 2.97 and a 10-year is at 2.91, so a little bit less. Now let's look at the insurance side. the highest fixed rate so far, different durations. A 4-year is at 3.9. A 5-year is at 3.85. A little bit less. A 6-year is at 4.15. A 7-year is at 3.9. Right? Same as the 4-year. 3.9 for 4, 3.9 for 7, but 4.15 for 6. So if you look at it and sort of read between the lines, what it is telling us, what these rates are telling us, and rates tell you everything. Obviously, most of you, or at least that work with me, know that I'm an equity type of person. But to really truly understand equities, you have to understand fixed rates. So what we know is when fixed rates, especially like on a 10-year run or shorter duration, when you get to 4%, there starts to become competition for investment dollars, for equity dollars. And so if you think about a 10-year treasury, which is at 2.9, then we're getting close. And we got 3 rate adjustments, presumably, ahead of us. So we're going to be knocking on the door of that. Now, what this is really telling me, though, and the point of this story is the duration, as of right now, the duration is around 6 years. That's our ideal duration going into a fixed rate product. I do think that landscape will change considerably once we have the 0.5% in a couple of weeks, June 15th, 0.5% July 27th. And I didn't look up the date for September, but somewhere in the third week of September, we'll have another 0.5%, presumably. These will all change, but to understand the balance between these different durations is crucially important. So ideally, for our clientele, or really anybody, but particularly for our clientele, the longer the duration at the higher rates, the better, because you're securing a longer part of your retirement. But even for the younger generation, if you have cash and you can secure, you know, around 6-8% or whatever, then, you know, that's a great deal too. So I wanted to, and will continue to, highlight these things because at the moment, 6-year looks like our sweet spot. I do think that will change. Typically, the long end of the curve is the highest yield. Obviously, that's not the case here. And what I can tell you about every actuaries that come up with all of these yields, they are a uniquely intelligent group of people that have a very, I don't know how to describe it. They have a very good way of balancing out risk and reward. And so this is telling me that 6 years at the moment is going to be kind of our sweet spot. I do think, and this is just me talking, I do think that once we get 2 more rate hikes, June, July, we're going to see that long end start to escalate. And that's really what we want, for me at least, in my opinion. We want to see that longer end of the curve start to escalate. Whether it happened or not, we'll find out. But that's why I think it's important to continue to highlight that week in and week out. So I'm going to try to touch on both equities and fixed rates. Currency, obviously, that's always a component. We really don't talk about it that much, but we monitor it quite a bit. The U.S. dollar is at a point in which it could become problematic, but it's not there yet, so it's not really worth addressing. And then everyone, I think, is pretty aware of what my stance and our stance on commodities are, which is going to be an outperformer, we believe, over the next 5 years. So a good balance of all of it, I guess, to really summarize this thing, a good balance of healthy fixed rates, a good allocation into commodities, and a good allocation into equities, particularly on the dividend paying side, is going to be a very beautiful thing for retirees, which obviously is the bulk of who we work for. So with that, I'm going to kind of wish everyone a happy rest of your Thursday, upcoming Friday, upcoming weekend, and try to always give a weather update. That has proven to be impossible over the last couple of weeks, but I think it's supposed to be nice. Wish everyone a great weekend and look forward to doing this next week.